Happy Chains. The Alabama chain gang appeared around the corner of the building, not so much one by one, but as a group of figures bunched together, each blinking and frowning into the late morning sun as if they had not been outdoors for a long time. They did not smile, and they walked on wobbly legs, unused to constricting their movements within a small circle held loosely together by leashes to which they held tightly under scrutiny of the two large keepers who walked ahead of and behind them. The caretakers were distracted, almost angry, barking occasional orders at the gang, as if any one of them could possibly escape the strict boundaries prescribed by leash and command. This particular group was mixed, male and female, all about the same age, each one cut off from all contact with family and friends until their daytime sentences would end, each one holding tightly inside the feelings of fear and anger at their forced routine, each marking time till they would be allowed a few precious moments with the people responsible for bringing them into a world like this, a world where the warmth and security of a home were daily truncated, a world where they were placed at the whims of minimum wage strangers who would be given so much unearned control over their lives for a few hours. Each longed to be back home, safely surrounded by the artifacts of their lives, involved in familiar family rituals, allowed to laugh and run free once more. But the societally mandated chain gang had supplanted their cozy lives, and each day the people they most loved would leave them in order to pursue mysterious wage-making activities designed to pay for the chain gang workers to take them off their hands for a while. The Alabama chain gang members were only 4 years old now, but someday, when they were old enough, their families might even save up enough money to send them away to work camps for entire summers, cutting them off for more and more extended periods of time from their secure surroundings at home, cutting short vital parts of their development as fully functional human beings, perhaps making them more prone, in 50 years, to sending their aging parents away to chain gang camps called nursing homes, where minimum wage guardians would control their lives and make them yearn for a time that for them never existed. A time when families lived and grew and nourished and died together in tiny neighborhoods, where it would be unthinkable to consign any member to the non-care of strangers.